Hello and welcome to Charity Corner. I'm Rachel Goodfellow, the founder of the Hidden Needs Trust, a charity that creates awareness and raises funds to help support Dorset and Somerset special educational needs children and their families. Through my work, I've been introduced to a wide range of small charities all supporting local causes. And in this regular monthly programme, I go out and about finding out what local charities and good causes are up to, visiting a few key people and trying to see at first hand how their hard work benefits others in the community. We have interviews with organisers and participants, and I'll be producing a monthly roundup of some of the charity events that are happening in our area over the coming weeks. Now, a few days ago, I caught up with Paul Peters from the Geranium Trust, and if you remember, he was my very first guest on the first programme. So, 2 years ago, almost to the day, I started Charity Corner, and my very first guest was Paul Peters from the wonderful Geranium Trust in Stoford. And I thought it'd be really good because I've only been up there two or three times since I did the interview, and I thought it'd be absolutely wonderful to catch up with Paul and see what's been going on. So, welcome, Paul.
Hello, nice to be back.
Now, tell us, what has been going on in the last 2 years? Because I know there's been an awful lot of progression, hasn't there?
Well, we started the Geranium Trust, about 2.5 years ago, something like that, at the end of September 2017. And the first few months, obviously, we were just ticking over. And we started with tea parties and a roast dinner once a month for the LGBT community. Well, both the tea party and the LGBT dinners have grown enormously. The tea party, I think the last tea party we had 33 people. No, 34 it was.
And that's not just LGBT, is it?
That's for anybody that's feeling lonely, isolated, and they want to get out and they want to meet people. They can come along to a tea party. They can sit quietly on their own if they want to, or they can join in and chat to others. We try and get somebody to sort of, I don't know whether mentor's the right word, but befriend new people that come. So if a new person's sitting at the table or sitting in the corner, we have somebody like Francis who will go along and chat to them and bring them into the conversation or bring them into the tea party so they don't feel isolated.
Can I just interrupt with the tea parties? Can anybody just get in touch with you and sort of self-refer?
Yes. You don't have to be sent by a doctor or anybody like that. No, you can just come along. In fact, Abbey 104 publicises the tea parties all the time in the Community Matters. And we do get people come from Abbey 104, which is rather nice. No, we get people come from Yeovil. We get quite a lot of people, obviously, from Berwick and Stoford because that's where we're based. But we do get some people that come further afield, which is nice. Mm. And what I would really, really love to do, and I'm finding it very, very difficult, so if there's anybody out there that wants to organise a tea party in their own village or their own town, that is what we want to do. We want to try
more of an outreach type thing. Because how often are the tea parties with
you?
Well,
we organise our tea parties once a month. They're always on the last Friday in the month. And as I say, everybody is welcome. Shall I give the address where they're held?
You could give the timings as well. That'd be good in case anybody's out there.
It's the last Friday in each month from 2 until 4, and the location is Courthouse, Court Lane, Stoford, BA22 9UA.
And of course, everything's on your Geranium Trust website.
That's right, isn't it? Look up the website, geraniumtrust.org. And you will find there all sorts of information about the Geranium Trust, but also you will find the times and the dates of the latest tea parties and LGBT dinners.
And is that once a month as well?
That's once a month as well. Okay. That's on the Sunday that follows the last Friday.
Right, so you've got a busy weekend, the last weekend of the month. So we've covered those two. Now what else? Because there have been an awful lot of other projects, haven't there?
We have various other charities and organisations who come and use the facilities at my home. We've also started a Friends in the Garden project, and that has been really, really successful. I'm so, so pleased because I set the Geranium Trust up in memory of my late partner, Jeff, and he loved the gardens at Court Farm. And he was a botanist, in fact, and I know he would be so, so pleased with what we're doing because people come and they garden, they spend all day in the garden, they work away, and they're doing absolutely amazing things. The gardens are looking lovely. They're looking better than they've ever looked before. And we have people coming from the hub, young people with learning differences who come along and they spend time gardening. I've given them a plot of land. It was the worst possible plot of land. It was covered in brambles. And Joe, the organiser there, came along and said, "That's not a problem. No, they'll dig them out." I said, "All those brambles? Yeah, we'll sort that." And they did. And they come along, several times a week now. They've been digging up roots of brambles. They've been up to their knees in mud. And they've had a wonderful, wonderful time.
That's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. And who else? Are there any other groups that come and do that?
We have four regular gardeners who come and spend a lot of time, several days each week in the garden. They've all got their own specialities. I better not mention their names, it's not fair to them. But they all have their own specialities. One is a professional gardener that's now retired, and he takes great delight in looking after Jeff's meadow. And he's planting lots and lots of wildflowers there. So all being well, we'll have a lot of wildflowers this coming summer. We have a lady who's been gardening, and really it was through her that we started the Friends in the Garden. And she spends a lot of time. She's looking after the borders. She's, built new borders. And the garden is looking absolutely wonderful. We also have another chap, and I call him the head groundsman. And he does all the major jobs like, cutting down trees. And, well, not cutting down trees, but taking off dead stuff off of trees. Any major jobs that need doing, he's the guy for it. And he saws up wood and he saws up logs for the fire. And absolutely amazing.
And of course, these are all volunteers.
All volunteers, yeah. Yes. I've also got a chap who loves cleaning.
Wow.
Oh, fantastic.
Absolutely I need this list.
Yeah, well,
of
I'm not going to give you their telephone numbers. He is fantastic. And he came along with the chap, I call him the master of the meadow. Or is it the warden of the meadow? I can't remember now. Anyway, the chap who has the wildflowers, likes the wildflowers. And he brought him along. He said, "Any chance of bringing a friend along to one of your tea parties?" And I said, "Yes, of course." Anyway, this friend said he likes cleaning. And he said, "This place needs a bit of a clean." He said, "A few cobwebs up there." I said, "Well, I can't get up there. I can't do everything." "Yeah, I'll come. What are you doing Monday afternoon?" "I'll come Monday afternoon. I'll give this place a good doing out." And he comes every Monday afternoon. And he rolls up his sleeves, he scrubs the kitchen floor, he goes right the way through the house, he cleans everything. The first time he came, he said, "I've done everything apart from your study," he said, "which was a good sort out before I work in here, and I haven't got up to the attic yet." "I don't think you need to go up to the attic." "Yeah," he said, "it needs doing, I'll do that next week." And absolutely amazing.
That's
amazing. Surrounded by such wonderful people.
But also, you are giving them a real reason to be doing
exactly
other things,
and they
know.
All say that they
yeah,
all
absolutely.
Say that they enjoy it. They say they're doing it for Jeff, and none of those people that I've mentioned ever met Jeff,
right?
But they feel they know him because I talk about him
you.
All the time.
Yeah, absolutely. That's wonderful. So what about the link with the hospice?
We are still involved with the hospice. They're not using us as much as they did because they used to come and do cookery lessons for older gentlemen that had perhaps lost a wife or a partner. But they have now got space, of course, up at the hospice in Yeovil, where
right.
they're doing this on their own premises, which is rather sad because I used to look forward to seeing the old gentlemen come. They'd all be smiling and they'd all go off with their little bags of food. And sometimes they'd leave me a little pie or whatever. We work with Holly Court. They have a mental health unit support group meeting that they hold at my place once a month. And also the breast cancer unit in Yeovil Hospital. They come monthly now. And that's absolutely wonderful. And I love that because dear old Jeff, he was being treated at the Macmillan unit in the hospital. And he used to say to the staff there, "When I get better, I'm going to come back and help bake the tea." Well, I couldn't do that because I would get too upset. So they come to my house instead and I make them tea there.
Oh, that's lovely. And, of course, the Chernobyl children. That's another link, isn't it?
Yeah, the Chernobyl children came last year. They come for about a month, three or four weeks they come to the UK. And to this area, Sherborne and Yeovil area, I think there were a dozen of them from memory. And they come to my house 2 days a week. They spend 2 full days a week and they play in the fields, they play in the garden, they're so well behaved. I couldn't believe it because I was a little bit nervous. I've got quite a lot of breakable ornaments and furniture and things around, and I thought, oh, good grief, am I doing the right thing inviting 12 children between the ages of about 10 and 14, I don't know what they are, 10 and 12, something like that. Are they going to sort of run up the walls and knock things down? Nothing got broken apart from one glass, and that was my fault because I gave a glass to a poor little girl, and she was very, very thin, and I gave her a glass of Coca-Cola. And the glass, because it was cold, there was condensation on the outside of the glass. As soon as I gave it to her, it slipped out of her hand.
Oh.
And she was so upset.
Oh.
But, no, it's fantastic. I, you know, and I'm looking forward to them coming next year. And Anne Horrocks, who organises the children from Chernobyl, she said, would there be any chance of them coming next year, Paul? And I said, Anne, they can come every year as long as I'm alive. And hopefully into the future after I've passed away. Because they are so lovely. And they gain so much by coming. The area that they live in is still very polluted. And by coming away from it for 3 or 4 weeks and getting lots of fresh air and good food does help to build up their immune systems again. So
absolutely.
I'm told.
Absolutely. And I also heard that last year, of course, they didn't need loads of entertaining or anything because it was just fun, just being in the fresh air and in the fields and everything else.
Well, this is it. They make their own entertainment.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they were following the shade, not the sun. It was quite hot while they were with us. And they used to pick up their chairs and they'd go and sit in the front garden where it was shady. And then when the sun came round there, they'd move their chairs. And I think the nicest thing of all was they got under the big old willow tree and it was all hanging down the leaves and it was like a camp in there. And I went in and I said, what are you doing? Of course, they don't understand what I'm saying. And they had these cards and they were playing cards, but not the sort of cards that we would have. They were, oh, I don't know, 6 inches by 10 inches. And they had letters on them, sort of A, B, C, D. So I don't know what they were doing, but they just showed them to me. And they sat there quietly. No trouble whatsoever.
No, amazing. So you're talking about all these groups, Paul, that you are really, really helping. How many people do you think you had through the door?
Well, I can tell you each year how it's grown.
Yeah.
The first year, we started on the 27th of September 2017. So from the 27th of September until the end of September 2018, which was our first year, we actually had 70 people come to the roast dinners, 329 in total come to enjoy friendship and support and our hospitality. That was the first year. The second year, that had grown from 329 to 1,105 in that one year. That was
amazing.
Not the other one added to it, but that was that year. And so far this year, from the 1st of October last year, 2019, until now, I printed this off just before I came into the studio, and we've had 368 guests in total from then. And Friends in the Garden project, which is really, really taking off, we've had 121 garden visits. That's same people coming backwards and forwards, but each time they come, they get a little tick in the box. And they have worked between them 386 hours. I'm really, really pleased.
That is amazing.
And we've planted more than 88 trees. And that is the future plan.
Right.
Is to plant a woodland on probably, well, it'll be about 24 acres of land. I don't want the land built on. This is my big thing. I don't want the land built on. Jeff and I never wanted the land built on. And we want it, well, to benefit the local communities. Well, not just the local community, anybody that wants to come. So the idea now is to turn over the farmland to become a woodland with glades of grass, if that's the right term. Areas of grassland where you can, perhaps in the future camp or play games or just take a picnic rug and picnic in the quiet and the peace. Before I came into the studio today, I had a group of people there and they were going around looking for birds. They're bird watching. And that's another thing. The wildlife is very important to me, as it was to Jeff, and I really, really want to use the place to preserve wildlife, butterflies, wildflowers and so on, and trees, because they meant so much to Jeff and they mean so much to me.
Absolutely. But anyway, it's been amazing. And of course, for everybody listening, it's all charity, isn't it?
All charity. Nobody makes a penny. We have no employed staff. People are very, very kind, extremely kind. I can't believe the great kindness and support that I get from so many lovely people, including you two. You've done a lot for me, you and Terry, who's sitting on the other side of the desk. And I'm amazed at the kindness. And people say, why do you do it? Well, I don't do it for them. They think I do. I do it for me because I get so much pleasure out of it. And I do it because I've got the place and I've got nothing else to do in my life now. So that's why I do it.
And sitting on the desk, I've just noticed, are two amazing polished stones, painted by hand, by the look of it.
Yes, they're painted by a famous artist.
What, called Paul?
That's right, yeah. I can't paint. I can't
They
paint.
Are good. He can't
I can't paint. No,
well,
I
I'll
can't.
Tell you what, if you call that not being able to paint.
I'm learning. And dear friend of mine, Brian, he kindly gave me lots of artist paints that were his brother's. And I decided I was going to paint these stones. You see, I've got a thing about plastic. Plastic pens. I worked for a big charity. We used to give pens away. Well, we didn't. We used to sell them for 20p each. People give them away these days with the name of the organisation on. But they are not really very environmentally friendly because when the ink runs out, you chuck the pen away. If you're sitting in the car writing, not me, but some people would just open the window and chuck it out. There you are. I've got rid of that. Put it in the bin. And it's not environmentally friendly. But our friendship stones, which you may find, because we leave them dotted all over the place, they will never cause any trouble. They will still be here in 500 million years' time, I hope, if the Earth hasn't exploded and shot them out into space. They are environmentally friendly and they can't do any harm. And the idea is that you find one of these stones, they're all over the place, Sherborne, Yeovil and all sorts of places. Keep an eye open. If you see one of these stones with a flower painted on it, pick it up, take a picture, post it to the Geranium Trust Facebook page, and then go and put it somewhere else for somebody else to pick up. And by doing this, it publicises the name of the organisation, the Geranium Trust, and it also gives a little, I don't know, a little bit of fun and sparkle to your life if you find one of our stones.
And on the back of the stones, it's what to do with it, isn't
yep, it? Yeah, it says on the back of the stone, take a picture or pick, post to Facebook, keep or rehide. And it has the geraniumtrust.org website address on there as well.
That's perfect. And actually, I was looking at them thinking, to actually feel, because they're varnished, yeah, they're really good stress busters aren't they? They're lovely.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what, they're very good. I sit there in the evenings watching Coronation Street and I'm painting them.
Oh, dear.
I know, it's sad. I lead a very, very sad life, you see. I don't go out in the evenings. I'm too old. So I sit there painting. I'm getting there. I'm learning. Sometimes I have to paint them out in black and start all over again. But no, I'm getting
there. I'm going to pinch your idea now.
Yeah, no. I thought I'd come up with this idea myself. And I very proudly told everybody, including Terry. I said, oh, fantastic idea I've got. He thought it was wonderful. And I went to Blandford Forum a few days ago. And there on a wall, Brian said to me, look, there's somebody. There's a stone like yours. And I picked it up. And I said, oh, they've pinched my idea. We crossed the road and there was another one on another wall. So I swapped the first one for that one because it was a nice one. And then when I got home, I emailed the email address on the back and I said to the lady, fantastic. I said, I've taken your stone away, but I've left two Geranium Trust stones in its place.
Well, what a good story. Paul, I'm so glad everything is really progressing and I'm really looking forward to this summer and I will be up again.
Fantastic.
Take some more photographs and so on. Yeah. And maybe, hopefully, hit it when the Chernobyl children
are there.
Oh,
please do. Please do. They are lovely. They're
absolutely
lovely, lovely kids.
And we look forward to, in about another 18 months, interviewing again, seeing what else has been going on.
Hope so.
Take
care. I'm still around.
You will. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Gosh, there's so much going on, isn't there, Terry? Terry, of course, is with me in the studio.
Yes, Paul is quite a character, isn't he?
He's great fun. Yeah, really great fun.
What a tremendous amount they've achieved in the time that they've been running.
Very much so. And isn't it lovely that other charitable organisations are tapping into what he's got to offer as well, which is wonderful.
Which is exactly what he wanted.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about, the charity networking. So I think we've had quite a long interview today. It was good. And yeah. I'm very much looking forward to interviewing again some of the other people that I've had on the programme to see what they've been up to. But in the meantime, I think we better look and see what's in the diary. First of all, the Trent Spring Lunches. They're on Tuesdays in March, and they are a lunch of soup, bread, cheese and apple, coffee and tea, and all for £5.50. There's also a raffle, and all the proceeds are going to go to charity. It's like the Lent lunches, as it were. And there's a charity bridge afternoon in support of Dorset and Somerset Air Ambulance on Wednesday the 1st of April from 2 till 5 o'clock in Bradford Abbas Village Hall. Tickets are £40 a table. Please bring your own playing cards. And there is a phone number if you want to book a table on 01935 812 113. And the contact is Mrs. B. Plimpton. So that sounds quite fun. And finally, I've got over in Nethercompton Memorial Hall, which is just off the A30, really. There's an auction of promises. Now, I've been to one of these before, and they are absolutely great fun. The auctioneer is Mark Lewis, who some people might actually recognise the name. There's a welcome with a free glass of wine or a soft drink, and there's a bar throughout the evening, which means you're going to be promising all sorts of things if you imbibe too much. But there's everything from an overnight stay in a hotel with dinner, people offer to do gardening, all sorts of things. And it really is a fantastic community event. And all the proceeds, I think, are going to be going to, I think, the upkeep of the hall and the church. It's a good fundraising appeal.
Oh, very good. Mm. Well, there's not a lot else within the diary that I've found. So right. Quite a brief diary session this time.
Yes, but...
But we're back on the 5th of April?
5th of April, yes. And do you have a guest? I have a guest. Well, I'm hoping. I should think so, because Sherborne Castle's Rotary Club are putting on an event towards the end of April, on the 27th. And it is inviting lots of people to the lunch. And from that, we're also inviting four charities. And one of the charities will be voted to have quite a lot of money. And the other charities will also have some money as well. So hoping we're going to get our president to come along and talk about that.
That'll be good.
Yes.
And of course, April, we're moving into the spring,
yes,
summer. And
yes,
lots of things will
lots
be
of
happening.
Things. Absolutely.
And
absolutely,
we'll bring you right up to date with all of them.
Absolutely.
On Abbey 104.
Yes.
Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.